but that's okay. It happens. My once a month chat with Dr. Michelle from Water Temple is happening right now, and she is on the phone. How are you, Michelle?
I'm pretty good, thanks, Timmy. How are you?
I can't complain, really, for Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, it is. Last time I checked.
I believe that we're sort of into the new moon, and it's meant to be autumn.
Yeah, and before we know it, it'll be Easter. But we're not here to talk about those sort of things. We're here to talk about wellness and hydrotherapy versus float therapy. And my understanding about hydrotherapy, of course, is you go into often lakes and springs and do special exercises to help your condition. But I'm not so au fait with float therapy, which you are.
Well, you have floated, Tim.
Yes, but I mean...
You've never seen it as a therapy, and I think that's what we're trying to educate people about is, you know, water has it's been known for hundreds of years to have therapeutic benefits, and people think about the Dead Sea or they think about a lot of the healing springs in Europe or even where Epsom salts was founded in Epsom in England. So the idea... When you go into a hydrotherapy, usually you're often supervised by a physiotherapist and you're there to do a lot of rehab where there's too much weight bearing on land, and it eases the body and you're much more supported to do some of the activities in a pool where you're standing, you're either standing or if you're lying down, you're supported by either the physiotherapist or a partner, or you have devices that support you. Whereas when you're in a float tank, you don't have anyone else supporting you because the density of the water or the salty solution, it's not just water, it's a solution, actually fully supports you. And there's a level of magnesium that is absorbed into the system, and you are able to do many of your exercises or like more so stretching, but there are activities that you can do in a float tank that aid in the recovery. And you can use them both together, but you don't need a physiotherapist. You might want to learn how to do the activities in the tank, so many of the stretching, like Shoshona Liebner from Float Dreams created, well, some time ago now, floating yoga or yoga, particular exercises that are yoga exercises in a tank to help repair her mother's injury. So we're introducing that into our float tanks now as well, and trying to educate people to use floating as a form of recovery as well as hydrotherapy.
Well, you see, this is the thing I didn't understand when flotation therapy, I understood that you can get the benefits of relaxation and the magnesium and all that sort of stuff, but I wasn't aware, because it is a kind of confined space, that you can actually work out in there, which is what you're saying, with yoga and so forth, if you're shown how to help benefit any ailments. Correct? Am I on the right path there?
You are, but I mean, like you, when I think about a float tank, initially I just thought about that relaxation and lying pretty still, but there have been often times where I'll go in there and start stretching without even knowing that I was
doing it.
That was available, you know, that was a thought, until I had conversations and found out more that there is a whole series of exercises that you can do. And it's not as if you're going to do a cardiovascular workout, because when I think about a pool, even a hydrotherapy pool, I swim.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I haven't equated the same sort of mindset that you can do a lot of exercise or activity in a float tank, but Shoshona has created that level and of activity that is beneficial, and you know, almost more so because you're not distracted. And when you have full level of relaxation and that level of support, then it does increase the blood flow, and then the mind body connection is much stronger.
Right.
Because there's no sensory distraction and sure. Things like that. And you just, because you don't have to think about gravity, it's a game changer.
Yep. So do you at Water Temple, can you coach people through how to do some of these techniques if they're floating?
Only being guided by Shoshona. Like, right. I'm not an instigator and I'm not a yoga teacher. I've spent probably 20-odd years doing yoga, so mm-hmm. I'm well-versed in it, but I can't say that I can own that space at all. I could only do it under the instructions of Shoshona.
Fair enough.
Which is available, though.
Yeah.
So we do have that available at Water Temple.
Cool. All right. Well, there's a blog on the website of Water Temple, and it goes through... actually, one of the interesting things is comparing hydrotherapy to flotation therapy, and it would seem the benefits of flotation therapy far outweigh hydro. But as you said, you can do both. And if people want to find out more, they should head over to watertemple.com.au and come and see you guys, having read the blog.
Well, I think one of the things that I find very obvious there, because I remember treating a guy who'd fractured his back and he would have hydrotherapy, but he had a tendency to overwork and do too much,
mm-hmm.
and then he could come in and relax and repair. And getting high quality sleep is hugely important for the body to repair from pain and recover from injury or surgery.
Sure, and that's what flotation will do.
Is hugely, yeah, that's hugely important.
All right, Dr. Michelle. Well, lovely to speak to you. And, I urge people to check it out at watertemple.com.au, the benefits of hydrotherapy and, in particular, flotation therapy.
And self-care, Timmy. I have to add that.
That is very important.
Yeah, taking care of yourself is hugely important, so you prevent injury.
Physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
You take care, Timmy.
You
Thanks.
Too.
Take care, bye.
Bye.